Got Al Coates, everyone. Al Coates, didn't you make the trade for Jerome?
A rumor has it, yes.
So what happened with that?
Well, we had a really good player in Joe Noondijk who was not playing for us, and so you make a decision as to whether or not to let him sit and do nothing or try to make the team better for the immediate future and long-term future, which was the main criteria of the transaction. So that's what we did.
With Noondijk, how hard was it to decide, okay, we got to finally let this, make this move? I can't even remember. What place were the Flames in? Like, what kind of situation was the team in at that time when you made the move?
I don't remember either, to be honest, but we would have been fighting for a playoff spot or close to a playoff. I mean, we made the playoffs that year of the trade and got beat by Chicago in the spring in the first round of the playoffs. But so we would have been in the playoffs or knocking the door of the playoffs when that transaction went down.
Was that the best trade you've ever done? I mean, I guess you're getting rid of Noondijk, which is no slouch of butt.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Because bottom line is it was a really good trade for both teams. Like I don't think everybody always has to win necessarily. And when you're making a player deal, you like to. I mean, your bottom line is you got to make your team better. That's and in this particular case, it was all about the future because we were going through a bit of a rebuild. McGinnis was gone already. Mike Vernon had been previously traded to Detroit. And so Gary Roberts was having injury problems. So definitely we were starting to put pieces together again for the future of the franchise. So the piece was the most critical thing. The criteria was the most important thing that we did, to really understand and examine what it was we had to get back if we were going to make a transaction like this. So that was the key.
What other trade offers did you have for Noondijk?
Well, there was, and it shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, if there was anybody in the league who didn't want Joe Noondijk, then they weren't doing their job. So at one time there was 13. But as I said just a couple minutes ago, like the issue really was the criteria and what it was that you were demanding to get in a return. That eliminated most teams because they didn't have the prospect. They didn't have the player that we deemed to be a can't-miss prospect. And somebody, I remember always saying to our people that we're going to be watching the replacement for Joe for a decade or more.
Well, there was no cell phones, and I was with Jerome in, I don't know, in New Brunswick or something out east for the World Juniors. How did you get in touch with them, and what was that like? Because, I mean, did you have to call the hotel? Who told them? You?
Well, no, Dallas told them, because it was their player to tell them. And, of course, that story, I think, is famous with him believing when he got the call that he'd been traded from Kamloops to the Calgary Hitmen. So that was the funny part, and then said no, it's the Calgary Flames you've been traded to. Okay. So initially Dallas called him, and I think from our perspective it was likely initially maybe Ian McKenzie, who was our Western based scout at the time.
You didn't really tell me who else you could have had instead of Jerome McGinley. Not naming names. Come on, Coatsy.
No, spill
the beans.
No, I don't think that's fair to the other players, quite frankly, involved. But the decision came down to, and obviously it worked out well for everybody, it came down to one of the other people that were teams that we were talking to pulled what we called the A prospect out of the deal at the last minute.
Yeah.
So we're here now 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes to the Christmas freeze that you're familiar with. On the trading deadline, and you're now at two teams, and one has just pulled the prospect. So, it was good. It turned out well, I think, for everybody.
Yeah. So tomorrow night really should be the celebration should be about you, because no Al Coates, no Jerome McGinley, no Flames legacy. So take a bow, sir.
No, I said to somebody the other day that's we made the transaction, but this really is all about him. Like he, and you know that better than I do, like he's just a special human being, first of all, and then an unbelievable hockey player, athlete, for that matter of fact, yeah. Great baseball player, golfer, just a great, great athlete. But, you know, people like you and the coaching staff and the training staff, that's what develops a young man like him.
Al, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the night. I know it'll be a special one for you. I think it's going to be a real emotional one for a lot of people. So will you have some Kleenex on hand?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I will need that, but maybe some others will.
Yeah,
but,
some will for sure.
Looking forward to it. It'll be really good. Yeah, and appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. There you go. Al Coates, the man who orchestrated the deal, bringing Jerome.